Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. John's County show that's on in the morning. St. John's County's favorite morning show, or that's at least what I've been told by myself.
I said that too.
Mike Davis agrees with me. Mike Davis, it's good to have you back in full Troy garb again today. I got to tell you, last week was the hardest I've ever laughed, I think, on this show, or at least in months, when you walked in and, I mean, you look like Troy. I kept going back because I scroll through the 904 app from time to time, obviously, to make sure everything's good in there. And I kept scrolling by and like, Troy wasn't on the show this morning. Oh, yeah, that's right. And you are back in pretty much full Troy garb, except for the hat. Well, the hat is very Troyish.
Yes.
It almost reminds me of his Stetson hat a little bit.
It reminds me of that creepy hat that we refer to as like the Robin Hood hat that he's got. He's got this one hat that he thinks is super cool, and everybody else is just creeped out by it.
It just looks like he stole it from the set of Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Well, and Friday, I walked in normal Mike Davis clothes.
Yeah.
And then I walked back out. I said, when you start, I'll walk in. And then I changed out in the hallway. So you had no idea
way off guard,
that
man.
I was coming in dressed as Troy.
It's so hilarious. Yeah. But I do appreciate you being here again today. It's funny because out of the corner of my eye, it's like nothing has changed. Except that hat kind of looks like the Geico commercial guy with the fishing rod.
The fishing rod?
Almost had it.
No, this is the I found this in the bottom of a drawer today.
So. Very Troy-esque.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Also appreciate our sponsors of this morning show here this morning, everybody. The morning show, of course, sponsored by our friends at Old City Homes. Did you know that Jerry is a registered and licensed builder in the state of Florida and also a Florida licensed real estate associate? Jerry will help you buy and sell land, houses, plazas, commercial buildings, and a whole lot more. Call Jerry with any questions you might have, 904-466-9505. Also, big shout out to Will Barnes out there, general manager at Nissan of St. Augustine. He wants everybody to know that there's no reason to wait until Black Friday, because at Nissan of St. Augustine, the savings are here for the entire month of November. They're offering 0% financing. 0% financing for up to 12 vehicles, some out 72 months with over 200 new Nissans in stock, including the completely stunning redesigned 2021 Rogue. You have to go down there and see Nissan of St. Augustine today, 2755 US 1 South, or online at nissanofstaugustine.com. My mom's looking for a car down there at Nissan right now.
She's going to find a good one.
She is.
They're going to take care of her. She's going to get a great car.
They do.
And then there's going to be an update on the Stoytum. Mom has new car from Nissan.
Right.
That's exactly how that's going to go.
We'll let you know what mom gets. We definitely will. And big shout out to our other sponsors, Fidus Roofing, CDR, and a new sponsor, The Vault & Co., rare coins and high-end modern fashion pieces. Does your wife like the Louis Vuitton and that type of stuff, Mike?
No.
I'm a lucky guy.
I'm a lucky guy.
Yes.
I just want you to know that.
I was going to say, I didn't picture Darcy really going for all the, hey, Mike, I got to have this purse and this and that. And
I would gladly get it for her, but I'm very lucky she doesn't do that kind of stuff.
Well, if she ever does, Vault & Company right down there.
Vault & Company. We'll go there. That's where I'll take her.
Yeah.
That's exactly where we'll go.
Not to be confused with the bar. They're a hand shop. But appreciate having them on. Troy, see, I did it. Just out of the corner of my eye, nothing is different here. Mike. Here's our question.
You know, he's going to come in tomorrow. Can you just refer to him as Mike?
Yeah.
For the first half of the show, can you just go, you're dressed just like Mike, and just refer to him as Mike for the first half of the show? That should pretty much tick him off the rest of the day.
Gosh. Here's our question of the day. Man. Our question of the day is for you, me, and everybody out there watching. I thought this was an interesting question. If you were challenged to a duel, if somebody came up, took their glove off, and slapped you in the face with it, Mike, and said, I challenge you to a duel.
Yes.
But you got to pick any weapon. What would your weapon be?
Rubber
what
bands.
Is your weapon of choice?
Remember the rubber band guns?
Yes,
let's go with
I do.
Those. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think can put somebody's eye out.
No, but I'm going for winning here, Mike. So I got to say me showing up in my tank, because that's my
you
weapon
want a tank.
Of choice.
But the other guy's going to have a tank.
No. No. You pick your weapon, I pick my weapon.
Oh, so you want a tank.
So you're showing up with a rubber band gun and I'm showing up
so
with a tank.
So thermonuclear weapon should be my weapon that I pick.
Okay, but you already picked your weapon,
I know.
It doesn't count anymore.
It's okay.
It doesn't count.
Are you driving the tank?
The rules to the game better. I am driving the tank, so you may actually
I got
have
a shot.
Shot of me not knowing
shot.
How to operate it whatsoever.
You understand one guy drives the tank and the other guy fires the tank, right?
Is that how it works?
It's several men in the tank.
Well, if we get to have a duel and I get to have a tank, I'm assuming I also get to clone myself in this strange fantasy world.
So I'm still good. That. I'm still good.
You're still good. I'm still good. You're still good because Pete is still operating every aspect of the tank.
I got a shot.
Oh, man. Hey, we had a lot going on over the weekend, Mike.
You worked your tail off on Saturday.
I did. I was all over the place on Saturday, Sunday, Friday. It was just a huge weekend. First of all, I guess I'll start with Friday, man. St. Augustine High School Yellow Jackets won their playoff game, and they are advancing again one game away from the championship game.
And I'm so glad because last week, Monday at Rotary, I announced you were covering the game.
Yeah, and you weren't sure.
And
yet.
I wasn't sure yet, no. And you did cover the game. And I actually watched some of the game Sunday.
Yeah.
I went back and watched bits and pieces of it. But, they play Pace, right?
Yeah.
They host Pace, so you'll be doing the game again this Friday.
The game again this Friday.
No yeah. Fridays off for Pete.
No Fridays off
No
for
Fridays
Pete,
off for Pete. That's going to be a big game.
It should be, man. This is huge for the Jackets. This is great. You know, a lot of people weren't expecting them to get past their last opponent, Escambia, and it was just everybody was pleasantly surprised. It was a big group of kids, mm-hmm. big guys out there.
Oh, see, I watched some of the Escambia kids.
Yeah.
There's groceries in those houses. Yeah. There are groceries in those houses.
No shortage of groceries.
No, those kids are not going hungry in Escambia.
No.
And I watched the Escambia came back and I guess cut it to 7 in the fourth quarter. And then the Jackets had a big drive.
Yeah.
And they had the one running back who was just hammering it, and they took him out and they put the small, quick running back in.
Yeah.
Boom, right up the middle, man. Touchdown. He was gone.
Man, it was fun to watch. It was a really fun game.
He saw daylight, and he was gone.
yeah. And Dan and I were just talking before the show about how talented their quarterback is, man. They got a great quarterback.
Edwards.
He can throw, he can run, mm-hmm. he can hand off well.
When I remember him as a little kid, going to Bo Clark father-son camp.
Oh, okay.
He and his dad were there every year. Great family. Yeah. You go out there, and it was all the dads. And the dads kind of had an unwritten rule, right? There was always one dad you'd have to pull aside and go, hey, we're just trying to survive Friday night and Saturday morning. We want to be able to walk on Sunday. So if you're here to win something that you didn't win at Bo Clark when you were a kid, you're over there. You just sit on the bench. We're just all want to be okay on Sunday. Yeah. And in fact, we would start bringing beers on Friday night, and we'd all go out in the parking lot and have a beer afterwards. We made it through Friday night.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow, remember, we all got to look out for each other, right?
Yeah. There you go.
You got to make sure we get through camp.
But yeah, really impressive. Really impressive football team they got out there. So they will be moving on. And yes, we will be covering that this Friday again. Mm-hmm. So that should be a whole lot of fun. Pedro Menendez also advanced.
Yes.
That was impressive to see because ever since I went to Pedro, they've been god awful, Mike, except for 2 years.
Are you one day going to get so famous you're going to dedicate like the Pete Melfi locker room or something to them?
They would never have me. They kicked me out of that school. They don't like me there, Pedro.
There's a story there. We're going to hear that story this afternoon.
There's a story. I've told that story before. No, I was the class clown, Mike. That was my problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I was goofing off in my computer class. I'll tell the whole story right here. I was goofing off in my computer class, making a ruckus that I shouldn't have been. I just shouldn't have been doing making a ruckus. Yes. I found out how to send instant messages to other computers in my computer class.
Genius even back then.
Not really at all.
Genius.
Genius enough to get myself kicked out of that class and subsequently kicked out of school for missing 30 consecutive days of a class.
30 consecutive days.
You know, they could have done me a little bit better though, Mike. I'll be honest. They could have done it to me a little bit better because there are a couple people out there watching that might actually remember this.
Mm-hmm.
It was grad night. We're getting ready to go to Universal Studios.
I have heard part of the story.
Everybody's getting on the bus. We're loading up. And in fact, I showed up in the wrong shirt, and the leadership at the school told me to go home and change my shirt. So I went down 20 minutes down to my house, came back just as the buses are loading up in a proper shirt, get on the bus.
What was the improper shirt?
We're getting ready
shirt?
To leave. The improper shirt was just like a collared polo, and you had to have a button up.
Okay.
Stupid.
Okay.
They probably just wanted to keep messing with me
as much as they could. That is kind of stupid.
So dumb.
Yeah.
But so we're getting on the grad night bus. The buses are rolling. We're ready to roll. And one of the deans gets on our bus and says, everybody off this bus. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. None of the other buses are unloading. And as I'm getting off, they pulled me off the bus and they said, Pete Melfi, we've been trying to track you down for a week. You no longer go to this school. That's a good time to tell me. I wish you would have found me a week ago. I was here for some classes.
Yeah.
You could have found me at the classes I attended.
Yeah.
No.
But that was kind of random, wasn't it? They would have had to work for that.
They would have had to work.
You weren't always going to the same class.
That's true. And sometimes when I was supposed to be in one class, if there was a substitute in my friend's class, I was just sitting in that class.
See, I wish I'd been with you, because I would have said, listen, this is grad night's like awarding a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you play one game with the team,
that's a good
you
point.
Get the ring.
You know what? That's
so
a solid
I was
point.
Here for most of the year. Therefore, I should be able to go to grad night.
That's, I wish you were.
If I had been there with you, now that would have meant both of us missed grad night, but I still would have been right there with you arguing that.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was my Pedro story, but I'm glad they're moving on. Our football team was terrible then. It was terrible up until, I don't know, this year.
They were pretty good a couple years ago.
Yeah, they were.
When
they
Kenny
were.
Logan was
they
playing
beat St.
for.
Augustine High
yeah,
School.
When Kenny Logan
time.
And there was another running back they had was just phenomenal.
Yeah. No, they had a real solid team a few years
back. In fact, Kenny Logan is playing, I think, for Kansas.
Okay.
And he took a kickoff 4 yards deep.
Yeah.
And as he starts to run out, the announcers are like, I don't know if he wants to do that. 104 yards later, like, that was a great run.
Yeah. Wow.
That was a great run.
That's impressive, man. I never thought anybody from Pedro would do
and
anything.
And I have to fix
it.
Something. There's been some complaints online.
What's that?
Apparently, I'm
You're
too tall to be Troy, so
Troy.
I've dropped down as low as the chair will let me go, Jim, if that makes the visual a little better for you.
Hopefully not the only difference people associate between you and Troy. I got just for your sake, I hope people have found other differences between you and Troy.
I feel like the little kid at the adults table right now.
I know. I feel tall for the first time in my life. Hey, you know who else feels tall for the 50 millionth time in their life?
Who's that?
That's Fidus Roofing when they're up on the roof doing their doing your roof repairs and your new roofs. Fidus Roofing, an absolutely excellent company, over 15 years experience. All their employees are local, Mike, so that's pretty impressive. That's hard to find.
Yep.
And they're also always looking to grow their team, so if you need a good job, well-paying job, contact Fidus. Great company to work for, great people over there, and they do wonderful work. If you need anything replaced, if you need a roof inspection, give them a call, 904-355-ROOF. We appreciate them being a part of this show and helping us bring information to people each and every single morning. I got to tell you, I almost called you Troy again. I really did. Because now it's even more Troyish. Now all I can see out of the corner of my eye is the hat.
The top of the hat.
The shortness and the neck cater. So it's really, there you go.
Okay.
Did you ever wear that during the height of the pandemic?
No, we bought a bunch of stuff for the guys. Yeah. And so every time we bought stuff for the guys, I'd throw one in the car. And
yeah.
I'd forgotten it was in there until I was thinking Friday on the way over. And I thought, I think I got a neck gaiter buried in the bottom of the console.
That's
and
great.
Sure enough, there it was. And the fact that it didn't match anything made it even more perfect.
So. It couldn't be better.
Although I think Troy has ordered custom neck gaiters. He won't admit to
it. Sure.
But there's a couple that match just a little too closely to hats and to shirts that you're thinking he ordered that online.
I am shocked that Troy didn't order you guys Uncommon Ground neck gaiters. I am shocked there are not neck gaiters with American flags and Uncommon Ground with Mike.
Do
Troy
you remember the Uncommon Ground hats he ordered?
I do.
They were
stunning.
Gaudy. It just was like, okay.
They caught your attention.
Yeah, they did do that. They did do that.
I still have that somewhere.
I've got one hanging up in the garage. Yeah. I look at it every once in a while and just shake my head. And there was
the American.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't like a coolness factor, right? It was like it was so pro-American. It was like something you would see at the end, the day after World War II ended, right?
Well, at the flea market.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's a
solid
flea market version
solid.
Of the end of World War II.
And he told me, he said, "A friend of mine made them for us." I'm like, "Yeah, that guy was trying to get rid of those hats for like 12 years."
You just stitched your logo,
just stitched our logo on them, and away we go.
Well, finally, somebody bought these things.
Oh, man. And it was Troy, so I got to charge him double what they were worth. So,
and it was really American out. It was like the brim had stars around it. There were stars on the little buckle piece in the back. And
if I get by the house today, I'll grab one.
Yeah. Well, you got to and bring it in.
Now I got to try to bring it in. And we got a big interview today.
You got, man.
Commissioner Waldron's going to be on today.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool to hear from him and check in with him and see how he's doing, man. You know, wow. I mean, he's a guy that I'm still praying for every single night and that I have been since the beginning of this whole thing happened. And It's just, it just makes me so happy every single time I see his family post something or mm-hmm. him post something, and he's just, he's looking better every single time I see him, and just one of St. Augustine's best people, man.
I'm a big believer in faith, and I think he is a prime example of faith, because his family put that out, and not a lot of people knew he was in the hospital, and so the prayers and the outpouring of love and support for that family, I think, was huge.
Yeah.
I think it was just amazing.
Yeah, so. I'm with you, man. Man, I hate to transition from that into some bad news that happened over the weekend. A couple of accidents on the water that were just and I got to tell you, we still don't have names on everybody. Names of everybody hasn't been released, so I still can't tell you guys that. But if you didn't hear over the weekend, there was apparently a drowning in Crescent Beach. Which you always hate to see, and especially around this time when we got a lot of people coming to town, a lot of people who haven't been in the water and dealt with these tides and these currents and things like that, or just really aren't used to swimming, you know? So mm-hmm. we see a lot of that around this time of year, and it's always really unfortunate, man.
And if that northeast wind is blowing, which it was this weekend, those rip currents can get really bad.
Yeah.
And you just, and if you're not used to it, you panic.
Yeah.
And it's a very dangerous situation to be in.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely thinking about those families. And then another big one on Volano Beach, man, and this was really sad. Apparently, you know, I haven't confirmed it, but everybody on the scene says alcohol was involved. Mm-hmm. Two people, some say they were boyfriend and girlfriend, some say husband and wife. They worked together, apparently left out of one of the bars out there on Volano Beach, and I guess headed... what would that be, south, then came back north, just speeding, just going way too fast. Hit one of the pilings out there, and the woman was ejected and apparently hit concrete on her way to the water. And, you know, a guy jumped in, and he swam in, and, he did his best to help, and apparently another person came in with a kayak, got them both to shore, but, I got to tell you, obviously the poor woman, the poor man involved in the boating accident, but then this guy was so shaken up. When I got there, he was being interviewed by the news, just mm-hmm. tears in his eyes. You know, the FWC, I think, was there also interviewing him. And by the time he got done, I just went up and shook his hand. I said, hey, man, it took a lot to do what you did. That shows a whole lot of character. And, he said he didn't want to answer any questions. I said, man, I'm not even here to ask any questions. I totally understand. But I just wanted to say thank you for having the bravery to do what you did.
And Pete, that's old school news. That's old school news.
Yeah. What do you
mean? So what you did is you covered an event without making yourself part of the event. So new news, it's right up in the face with the camera and the shot. Yeah. And it's a complete, we're just going to keep badgering until you say something.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're trying to get a sound bite.
I applaud you for being old news.
Thanks, man.
That's good.
I mean, look, man, it's just not appropriate to, you can cover a story without having to make people feel uncomfortable, especially people who have been through something like that.
Yep.
So I hope that clears up some questions from some people. It's still a developing thing, and we'll bring you more information as we get it. The people involved, obviously, as we're allowed to release those names and as we get them. So, with that said, Mike, that's just about all the news that we have for today. I guess the real big news is your interview with the commissioner today, which I'm really looking forward to. But this is about the time when I ask Troy to check the comments while I do a read for our friends at CDR. And if you find a good comment in there, let me know. Hey, homeowners, are you doing a remodel, yard cleanup, or really just need to get rid of a lot of junk? CDR can bring you any size container to help you get the job done, whether you need it for 4 hours, 4 days, 4 weeks, or 4 months. CDR can supply that container and pick it up when you're done. If you can't fill it yourself, they can send a crew to help you take care of it as well. They are construction debris removal. They gave me my hardest job ever out of college. I know their standards are extremely high because I've experienced them firsthand. That's right. CDR, give them a call today, 904-471-9709.
There's a lot of comments. One, your mom is having a difficult time deciding because of all of the gorgeous cars at Nissan. She's struggling with that, she says.
I know that. That's the truth.
But Betty had a comment. Love the way to handle local tragedies. That's what I call dignity, Pete. So you got a nice shout out. So
the rare time somebody will say I have dignity. That's
yep. No, no. I think that's very good. All right. So do you want what happened today in history or do you want a stoidum stat?
Well, let me give you today's patron saint, because I've got a patron saint of people who are nice and probably already rich, Mike.
Okay.
Probably richer than me. And then I'm just so impressed you show up to this show with stoidum stats. You do every job that a co-host is supposed to do, even though you're a bona fide show host.
And it's Monday.
Monday. I think we might have forgot Monday. While I'm giving you praise for doing everything the co-host is supposed to do, you forgot to do your first job.
Well, you kind of just like launched into it, and I didn't get a chance to sneak it in there. I didn't want to interrupt you because you're the host.
Well, I got to tell you, man, this is a crazy story here, right? Just really because of what happened, I guess. You don't find it too much these days. A South Carolina couple who recently moved into their home found a cache of rare coins that they could have brought to the vault company worth about $25,000. And what did they do? They returned it to the homeowner, to the previous homeowner. A lot of people would have found, a lot of people get those fines and they're just like, hey man, I paid $180,000 for this house. Here's $20,000 back.
So I got a question. Did the previous homeowner not know the coins were there?
The previous homeowner forgot that he had left them in a drawer in these two cases because he kept most of his coins in a safe.
So he had a lot of coins.
He had a lot of coins.
Okay, okay.
A lot of coins. And these were apparently
now that makes
coins
sense.
From the 1800s. They were in a built-in closet drawer, so kind of a hidden drawer.
Because if you only had a few coins that were worth thousands, 25,000, right, and you forgot about those, you're like, you don't really deserve those, right? You forgot about them. And
a good call.
But if you had thousands of coins and you just forgot about the 25,000, but you took a couple hundred thousand of coins out, then you're just like, okay, that's kind of, I get that.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what happened. I guess the cash, they say, included 46 gold Liberty $5 coins and 18 Morgan silver dollars. Maybe some people out there will know what kind of value that has.
I had no idea.
You got a stoidum stat for us?
I got a stoidum stat.
Let's hear it, man.
So this is going to come up in a future Friday's Best Guess.
Okay.
So hopefully Troy's not paying attention. Yeah, I'm hoping he quit watching.
I'll forget about it by then.
Well, okay. So which condiment that we currently use today, right, was once marketed as a form of medication to cure diarrhea, indigestion, rheumatism, and jaundice?
Wow, that's a lot.
I know.
It's
a condiment today. A frequently used condiment today.
You know what? Because I was at a hotel once and couldn't find Tums, and the guy at the hotel told me to try mustard. So I'm going to go with mustard.
Everybody's been going mustard because of the vinegar in it and stuff.
Okay.
Ketchup.
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 Really?
Ketchup. 1834, Dr. John Cook Bennett added tomatoes to ketchup and claimed it could cure the above-mentioned diseases.
This is why I never have jaundice.
It's all that ketchup on those
it's
fries.
It's all the ketchup on the burgers and the fries, man. It's kept me from jaundice.
By the way, it originally came from China. Ketchup came from China.
Oh, okay.
Two important questions to remember for a future Friday's Best Guess. Lock it down.
I already forgot.
Lock
what did
it
we
down.
Just talk about?
I know. Write that down on your show.
Mike, right. I appreciate you coming in and sitting in for Troy and even playing the part of Troy as best you could.
I shrunk as much as I could. I the chair will not go any lower. If I could make the chair go lower, I would. Thanks for having me in. It's been fun sitting in with you the last couple of days.
Absolutely, man. And we'll be live at 5 on Uncommon Ground with Mike and Troy. We will see you guys then. Have a great rest of your day. Take care, everybody.